Peter was selected for a highly competitive internship program at the Miller School of Medicine at the University of Miami. She hopes to go to medical school, and I assure you, the world will be a better place when she does. Leadership lived again. Our achievements and our marketing are making UIS more visible, which is another critical element for growth in both enrollment and reputation. We have a UIS Tube channel on YouTube, and our hundreds of videos have been viewed thousands and thousands of times. If you'd like to check us out, go to youtube.com and search for UIS Tube. One student featured on the UIS Tube channel is graduate student Vicente Valtierra, and some of you met Vicente yesterday. At the United States Hispanic Leadership Institute conference in Chicago this past year, Vicente heard about a national program designed to bridge the gap between citizens and elected officials. He was determined to bring to UIS this program called the Hispanic Grassroots Leadership Development Program. Vicente's leadership has resulted in a series of dialogues between UIS Hispanic students with such local leaders as Michael Houston, the mayor of Springfield, who was with us for dinner last evening, and with several Sangamon County and Illinois state officials. Vicente is also part of a team in our Diversity Center that recently hosted a leadership and college prep program for Hispanic students on campus. That also was in cooperation with the UIS Hispanic Leadership Institute, and over 200 Hispanic high school students from Springfield, Beardstown, and Chicago participated. I want to wrap up these welcome remarks with a short video that doesn't so much tell you about Leadership Lived, but it demonstrates exactly what it means here at UIS. Professor Mike Lemke is the director of the University of Illinois Thurkelson Field Station at Emequan, a wetlands restoration project that includes about 14,000 acres along the Illinois River, about an hour north of Springfield. Dr. Lemke specializes in research on microbes and nutrients. With Dr. Lemke's leadership, Emequan has become a place where researchers from around the world, including several UIS faculty, study wetlands restoration, sedimentation, water quality, waterfowl, fish and wildlife, archaeology, and early Native American settlements on the property, to name a few of the projects that have been pursued there to date. There is a Native American burial ground of several hundred on the Emequan property where researchers have discovered that about one-third of those buried died as a result of violence. And no one knows why yet. Just a very interesting project. Emequan is one of the largest collaborative projects of its kind in the United States. The Nature Conservancy owns the land and is a great partner with UIS. Emequan is both a teaching and a research facility and one of the most important institutional assets of our university. It was designated just a few months ago as a wetlands of international significance, one of only 34 such designations in the United States. It is an important stopping point for migrating birds, and here you see just a few snow geese that take advantage of the lake that was created there during the restoration project. That's something that you see at Emequan every fall. It's quite an image. Well, a few weeks ago, we were delighted to host Chairman Kennedy, Trustee McMillan, and President Easter for a tour of Emequan. I think it captures everything that brings leadership lived to life. So let's take a look. We were so pleased to have the opportunity today to host Chairman Kennedy and President Easter and Trustee McMillan for a day at the Thurkelson Field Station with the folks from UIS who conduct research here, with representatives of the Nature Conservancy, folks from the Dixon Mounds facility here. It's a wonderful example of how a university can get engaged with other organizations to do research, to do some wonderful teaching, and we just really had a wonderful, wonderful day.
If I was a student, I'd be really excited about the opportunity to be a part of all of this. I think any school that you can mix biology, computer science, history, and the great love for the state in one place is incredible. And you know, that wasn't my opportunity as an undergrad, and I think it's the opportunity though for everybody at UIS.
This is a world-class wetland.